Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I had trouble getting on. I'm a couple minutes late. Anyway, tonight I want to talk about history and how history still controls the thinking of the world and how we do things in the world. It really has opened me up to this. History class teaches us the rancor of the world. And how do people learn to hate, have revenge thinking, and all the negativity is from history. You know, you take the world, and people hate people for centuries, and we don't even know the reasons anymore why anybody is disgusted and disliked in the world. And as I open up to this, you look across the world, and next thing you know, there's dictators all over the world being set up, and we have the same type of leadership in that realm that lead the world. How are the leaders today basically the same type of leaders as they were in the world, as they were in the beginning of time? I'm really starting to understand that I am a victim of my own historical thinking. You know, and once you open up to this, you can really start to expand and see why we're stuck in the past. Even in the coaching spiritual world, we're always trying to heal the past. We never, ever deal with the now because the past is the now. If you look over the last, 200 years, we had the Civil War, to free people, yet we're still in that. We had the Industrial Revolution to get rid of child labor. We're back into child labor. It really has become a full circle of what's going on. And the history of my life, I now look back and I brought it into the present, but the same occurrences were going on at the same time. And it really, it took me about 10 years to start really understanding. I started watching my everyday life. I was expanding, but yet things were the same. It wasn't until I understood, I encompassed revengeful thinking. The world has lived on the perils of revenge since the beginning of time. We must retaliate, we must get even, we must do this, and we must do a lot of things. But how does that play out in the real world today? As I open up to the real world, I have become more understanding of where I was and how the world is and where my beliefs and my viewpoints and opinions and how is the political system nothing more than the division of the country. You know, and you look at that and you start seeing that, but how does the political world and the world always open up to us and keep us in the same places and keep doing the same thing? As I opened up to myself, I started looking at history and how the rancor of history is really alive today. Over the last 8-9 years, we had the Iraq War. And we have had Iran. Iran's been a thorn, well, not a thorn, but a part of our history since, beginning of time. But Ayatollah, not the Ayatollah, but the Shah that we put in power. And how do we just keep putting the same type of people into political offices? And how do we become, how does a society start mirroring the people, their leaders? And how does your thinking mirror that? It's really getting down to the core of everything about life to expand out of life. And that is something I'm really starting to embellish and get going, because I bought into the history. We learned history, and if you look at history, it talks about revolutions. recession, poverty, pillage, plunder, war, famine, and never talks very little about prosperous times. And every time we've had a good economy, what's the first thing? Inflation, stagflation, all the dark farces of it come out. We never let something run until it's done. We try to control prosperity, but we'll let the poverty go as deep as it ever will. And how is inflation real, or is that a man-made thing to keep us thinking there's something going on in this? As I open up to the financial world, I keep wondering how I'm totally blocked in life because I'm afraid to expand out of history. You know, the history is a comfort zone because we know the poverty, the war, the pillage, the plunder, and all the other dundering stuff that goes on. But today is the time we start featuring history and writing the now of natural optimistic wealth. That's wisdom, enterprising, affluent, loving today, harmonizing everything. But we're afraid. We've been taught to be afraid of bliss. Oh, times are good. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. And we really become the sap of the crap of our life. And that's where we really are. So as I open up and expand of my letting go of history, I now realize the winds of wise guys are my genuine genius within me to galvanize everyday nirvana, invigorating topian utopia, seeing life, a utopia soul. How is that, a utopia soul? That is what we have, is in the utopia soul. Seeing, sending, sensing, omni-ific, uninhibited lure. Because life is about an expansion. And how has history taught us contraction? About expansion and life, and history teaches us contraction. And you know, another thing that went through history is the monopolies. And if you look at businesses today, they say we want better competition and we want this. But if you look, everybody's merging and having great big things occur in their life. You know, it's like Rite Aid and Walgreens are going in. Two big pharmaceuticals. We're letting the competition leave our life because we think it's unfair. But in the end, didn't we come through this earlier? We allow history through complacency. And that complacency was within us, within me. And I got to admit, I've been complacent about a lot of things. But today, I open up to understand history taught me revenge. Because in there, it always says the war, all the wars. But when Wellington and Napoleon had their war over there back, whenever they had that war, their battle over there, and Wellington won, the Rothschilds knew about that before the government of England. And that's how the banking system, the Federal Reserve banking system, came to be today. You know, the conspiracy theories are, some of them are way out there, but yet some of them carry some truth. So what if we go forward today and start realizing how our minds are made of history? That's what a mind is a minefield of history. And so when we minds are binded in history, and that's what our memories are, isn't it? And how does our memories invoke the despair of our lives and we don't even know it? So what is it when we desire to open up and guess where we're going and how we're doing it is where life becomes a negative inferno of everything about life. And how have we been taught to be negative through life because of all the circumstances? History teaches the negative to keep our mind in the flux of farce, of the dark forces of the world. And yet you look at the school system, we've taken the creative energy out of it, and we're getting into basically a third world country teaching. You know, we got to start being honest with ourselves and saying what's going on and how it's done. But we really got to open up to understanding history is the misery we live today. Because history taught us war, pillage, plunder, and famine. And, you know, we learned that revenge and self-dictatorship is the way to go. And we've been swirling in the same cesspool of drool since the beginning of time. How are we going to undo the drool, quit being the fool, and open up to the prosperity of life? And that is kind of, that is where we're at today. And that is what we're going to do. And we're going to open up to understanding people are the assets of the world, not money. And how is history taught us money is the power, but it's really the people that follow are the power of the leaders. And do we have any leaders today in the world that's going to take us? The leader of your life is the one you see in the mirror. And the more you kick them other guys out of your life, the better off you are. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I am a hypnotherapist, a past regression releaser. I release past regression. An NLP innovator with a visionary vocabulary of expand, energize, enterprise, and experience to open you up. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And I am a hypnotherapist, but it's about expanding people's lives and opening up a new way to experience life through the internal innovator of lore we have in ourselves. Everybody enjoy a good weekend, and we will be here next week again. And everybody have a good night.